Hi, Gibby.
Hi, you are listening to Gibby's Guide, the podcast, episode 1, Adventures with Impossible Robert and Friends. Get ready to meet the developers behind three mind-blowing titles that use a technique for natural walking in VR known as Impossible Spaces. Okay, let's just paint a picture. I am barefoot on a beach volleyball court in Brazil, and I'm in an application called Traversal by Impossible Robert, who I'm now going to try and meet in this virtual space in the new multiplayer. Right, I'm coming in. I should be around here. Hi.
Ah, perfect.
Let me describe you. You've got some kind of a, I don't know, spiky red leather jacket.
That's me.
Yeah. You're looking pretty cool. You've got slate grey eyes and a 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah, very cool.
So, hey, my name is Robert. I'm from Germany. I'm working on Traversal. I started this 2 years ago, and it's my passion project. And I launched it on AppLab half a year ago, and really love the reception so far. And trying to make the impossible happen with impossible spaces. I think it comes down to fooling the brain. Let's imagine you walk in a circle, and constantly when you look around, the scenery changes. So you think you're walking towards a certain goal, but actually you're still in your play space. And just by constructing a level in a very interesting and intelligent way, you can trick the brain and make the people think they are going further than they actually have.
Can you describe physically where you are in the real world?
Right now, I'm standing in my living room. Over there is my coding station, and here's the living room, and this is where I typically test the game.
And how much space do you have there?
It varies, so we just rearranged, so I have now 2 by 3 meters, I think. Mm-hmm. Typically I play in 2 by 2 meters or a bit lower even.
Right.
And this is also the challenge already in the game. So people don't have a lot of play space typically at home. So yeah. I fought really hard to get it down to the absolute minimum possible. And this is 1.5 by 1.5 meters.
Right.
This is where you can already start playing the game. And Perfect. The more space you have, the more world is being generated. So this is a procedural game, and it will create content depending on your play area.
If I turn around, I can see there's a variety of different worlds or games that I can play. From the pyramids, which I think we're going to try now, the spaceman, the tower, world browser, hit the button, virtual gallery where you can upload your own photographs, and AI takeover, which is a fight through a dangerous maze. So Robert, do you want to take it away and give us a tour of a game, or we can play a game together?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play a game. So I start the game. Let's play mm-hmm. the pyramid.
Okay.
Find all stone fragments, survive, and find your way out again.
Right, let me describe where we are. We are now in a sort of entrance to the pyramid. Now, I need to find a... There we go. There's a portal, so that's marked with 2 red feet. Are you ready? Okay,
here we go.
So I've got a torch in my right hand, and I am going into the pyramids. Let's go. Okay. Amazing. So if I crouch down, I can see there's a bit of a... Shall I go through that tunnel, Robert?
I have had players who tried to go through there, but...
Right. It doesn't go anywhere.
It will take you out of your play space.
All right. Well, I can see some mushrooms going in there, but let's not go in there. Right.
This is actually the first world I created.
Really?
And I wanted to transport people to a place which they could never go, like to a pyramid full of traps and riddles and so on. And just give them this explorer feeling.
So I can see some mushrooms, I can see some plants growing, and I'm going to go through where I point my controller. The torch lights up the space so I can see where I'm going. Step over some mushrooms, and I'm going round and round. Right, I can hear. Don't know if you can hear, but there's the sound of a spike trap.
I can hear one, yes.
Okay, I've come across a sort of pyramid, so I'm going to pick that up. And I can see another pyramid over here. I'm going to grab that. Now then. No! Oh, I died. What happened?
You missed the trap. It was next to the pyramid stone.
Oh, God, right, yeah. I've got to run under that trap. Done it.
I'm following you.
You only just made that. Right, there's some steps going up, but it's blocked by a big yellow boulder, so I'll carry on.
It's right, one of those examples of level design, so make the space appear more open than it is. Because
right.
This will give you the feeling the play space is bigger.
On the floor, I've got some kind of wooden pallets which are opening and closing like a trap, so I've got to run across them, otherwise I'm going to die, right? Okay, here we
yes,
go.
Yes, you do.
Go, 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 shit, 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 shit. Okay, made it.
No, I have to do it somehow.
And I missed the trap, which
coming.
Is pretty cool. Go, go, go. Yes. Ooh, shit. Right, there's a trap. I'm going to run.
That was a close one.
This is so cool, feeling the sand on my feet, actually.
And it's so great to do it together.
It's amazing.
It's the first time, actually, I played this together with somebody in the same world.
Really? Wow, what an honor. Okay, I'm just waiting for this trap to go back up. Right, I'm going through.
Me too.
So are these randomized traps, or have you put them in particular places?
They're always in a different place, so
it's all
random. Or procedural, let's call it like that.
Right, I'm going to try and grab that.
Because they spawn intelligently, it's not... let's go left, I think.
Left?
Not that I know, but it looks good. Looks cozy. Let me take the lead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I want to show you one environment. Here's another stone. Can pick it up.
Yeah.
I want to show you one environment where you can really see the...
Careful,
here it comes. Yeah. Because this is one more open area.
My God. So can you describe where we are?
So we now found an open area in the pyramid where we standing on top of what I call like a grave pit. People have been eaten by snakes. There are snakes going around here. There's a big ancient door. Two statues guarding it, the fire burning, and paintings on the wall. We have to go to the other side. But beware, there is a second trap.
Right.
So there's a new type of trap now.
Right, okay. Oh, I see. It comes out the wall. Ow! That's horrible. I think you've exaggerated on the traps. Okay, I've got to run through again. There we go. Incredible. It's just amazing to be...
Here's another stone to collect.
Following Impossible Robert through a labyrinth.
Let's go back to the main menu. Push the menu button.
Menu button. Main menu,
meet
yeah?
You there.
Okay.
Yes.
Impossible Robert left the party. Impossible Robert joined the party.
Let's try another one. Let's try the tower.
Yeah, now this is... I've tried this before. This is Vertigo City, isn't it? Right. Okay, do I start?
It's created by the community. So it's created by Andy from the community. And he did an amazing job. So the interesting thing about Traversal is it's not only... me creating games here, it's everybody can create an Impossible Spaces game.
So you've created a world builder, right? And this guy, Andy, is someone like me who's got no experience of coding and has created an Impossible Spaces game, correct?
Exactly. And he's actually a poster child because he didn't develop ever in his life before.
That's amazing.
And he just grabbed the SDK and was so happy and enthusiastic about it. And it's amazing to see what he came up with.
Have you ever met Andy in real life?
No, not yet. We just spoke on Discord and and we met here in the multiplayer environment, actually. So this
amazing.
Is
amazing.
It's a pure virtual team and collaboration. I love it.
That's extraordinary. I was thinking before we were playing this, this is the first multiplayer Impossible world that's ever existed, right? What we're doing now, right now, is completely pioneering.
I think
pioneering.
So. I think this is a world record, a world premiere now.
Wow.
This has, to my knowledge, never been done before.
My God.
Loading the tower. Can you beat the tower before time runs out?
Oh my God, I've got a gun in my hand. This is dangerous.
Okay.
Shall I follow you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we're going into
the tower. It's very dark now.
We're going into the tower.
Is it dark for you as well?
Yes, it's pretty dark. As a countdown number.
Oh, I think something is broken with the lights in here. Hey, Andy is
still
developing
shit, sorry.
Something new.
Right. Yes, everything's dark.
Yeah, I think this will make it. This is like ultra hardcore mode now.
Right, I'm going on to this. I'm going on to this. Oh my God, I'm going up. That's weird. I'm going up and down. How do I stop going up? I get off on that plank in the middle.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going on the. Oh shit! Fell off. Well, I'm going to walk forwards, but I can't see any traps, man.
Because it's too dark.
Right, I stepped over whatever it was.
Go back to the main menu.
I quite like this though. It's weird. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
When the light is there, it's amazing.
Okay, let's go back to the main menu then.
The main menu.
Okay, cool. Whoa, that was pretty mad.
I have to tell Andy that the light is gone.
Yeah, he's got to change the bulb. Amazing, Robert. What you've created here is just absolutely stunning. And this is...
I'm glad you like it. It's a lot of fun also playing with you together.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to do the multiplayer version of it. It's just incredible. Thank you so much for showing me around your world. This is going to be massive, as you know. And you're an amazing pioneer. And a very
Thanks
nice
a
guy.
Thanks for having me here.
Brilliant. Thanks so much. And I'll meet you again. Let's do some more runs. It's a lot of fun.
Impossible Robert left the party.
My name is Jarek Czupiński, and I'm a programmer who's working on T4GAT.
As you're listening to this recording, you will know whether I have succeeded or failed. I am going to kill a god.
How do you explain to people who don't know what Impossible Spaces are? How do you explain to them what T for God is?
I couldn't explain the idea to 200 developers, and they were all just a bit confused when I was talking about this locomotion idea. And only when they actually played it, then they fully understood what I was talking about. Because if someone was talking to you that so this is the way of moving through the world, that you just move in circles, portals that make overlapping spaces, and even if you put a very simple example of how it would work, it still is not so clean and easy to understand unless you experience it. I like doing things. I like creating worlds. I like exploring new possibilities of that the technology gives me. I was thinking about doing games now since I was a little kid. I'm from Marki in Poland. The reason that I started to make games was because back in Poland in the 80s, there was very limited ways of getting new games. And when I was when I played all the games that I had, then I had no idea where to get new games, and I thought that I would have to make them. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed making games. I enjoyed making things move on screen and creating characters, worlds, creating stuff happening. And I still do and enjoy it.
What's your favourite part of Tifa God, or what's the most satisfying thing in the game for you as a developer?
As a developer, that you can just walk for miles, and it doesn't require any loading screens. It just all generates the world in the real time. It's actually a bit of smoke and mirrors at times. The story happens in a distant future where the mankind is ruled by God Emperor. God Emperor is a being that is believed to be human. The God really sees what you are doing, and the whole humanity lives knowing that they are being truly seen by and overseen by this entity.
I am Junad Shaban, Pasha of the Imperial Army. I'm a soldier of Alia, our God Emperor. She is the one who led us to the stars. And it was under her rule that we obliterated life on countless planets. Now I am heading to the cradle of humankind, Earth, to do what should have been done a long time ago.
Why is it called Tea for God?
The God Emperor, as is trapped in that world, doesn't have any chance of getting things from outside unless someone would go there. And one of the things that she, because that's Alia, she's God Emperor, she's called the God Emperor, she loved tea.
For me, the hand tracking in the game is another level of immersion.
When I first played my game with hand tracking, I felt naked, because that was quite odd thing, because I didn't have to hold my controllers. I had my hands free, but they felt like I was, I don't know, exposed to the world. It's a really different feeling. It was more immersive. Although there are problems with hand tracking, like you cannot aim properly, that I would be solving by using auto-aiming, but hand tracking makes you a bit more immersed in the world.
Everybody thinks Tifa God is amazing, and you're almost a kind of an indie star in VR. How does it feel to receive so much praise for your game?
It's overwhelming. I just whenever I read the reviews, I I'm surprised that people love the game so much. I would like to just to complete the whole game to see, so that people could see everything, because it's not only about the impossible spaces, it's about how impossible spaces are used. And I feel really good and a bit bad that I may not deliver it properly.
How big do you think impossible spaces and walking in VR is going to become?
The impossible spaces are... I think that they are the concept that first needs to be explored by indie games, and also because of the nature, how you create the level, how you manage the level, how you have the AI working in it, there are lots of things that are quite experimental. And I think that they are not ready for bigger companies. I am sure that the exploration games may really, really work well. I'm sure that it won't be the only way of doing games in VR, but I hope that this will be a significant solution, a significant locomotion solution that will be used in at least some of the games. But I don't know, it could be as well that with the Forgotten Traverse that will be just over and we won't see much more such games. Or maybe more developers will see that it works and we should try it.
Let me catch my breath here. And that's how I met the Minotaur. I was prepared to spend days wandering inside the maze, but I found myself face to face with the monster in less than a minute.
Wait. What are you saying? It took you a minute to get here?
Yes.
You were outside the maze a minute ago.
Yes.
The exit? He's a minute away from here?
Yes.
Can you go back?
Why do you ask?
What a stupid question. Look at what this cursed maze has turned me into.
Labyrinthus tells you the story of the unlikely relationship between the Minotaur that's been imprisoned in the maze and his next meal, that is a girl from Crete called Cora. My name is Fabito Reichter. I've been a script writer for TV my whole life. And in 2016, I quit my 15 years job to work with VR. After trying, the same day I tried my first headset, I've quit my job to work with VR. And since 2016, I've opened the Delirium XR company, and this year we are releasing Labyrinthus.
Cora could feel the Minotaur's warm breath in her face, burning her skin.
The beast was hungry, and she was food.
Cora closed her eyes as hard as she could, anticipating the feeling of his sharp teeth penetrating her flesh.
Not yet. The Minotaur needed to know more. Tell me again, girl. How did you get here so fast?
I've tried many times explaining impossible spaces for people who have not tried it. And I think it is it is impossible. Like, I've tried explaining it in Venice during the Meet the Creators interview there. After talking about 5 minutes, I looked at everyone's faces and nobody had a glimpse of what I was talking about. So I think right now I give up. Like, it's impossible to describe it without actually trying it.
As far as I'm aware, this is the first application of impossible spaces in an interactive animation.
Yes, exactly. We thought it was cool because Greece is the cradle of modern dramatic theory. And the amphitheater, the Greek amphitheater, was the first place where these stories would play. So having an amphitheater that is the first place where the original we could find the original narrative pieces in VR, that is the most modern medium we can find the same narrative pieces, we thought it was a fun game to display one at the other. We would be like going the full circle.
As a script writer, what are the challenges in telling a story like Labyrinthos?
Writing for VR in general is really hard because it's something really new in lots of stuff that on the paper they work. When you try it in VR, it doesn't work. So when watching it, it felt a bit like watching the Muppets reading Shakespeare. So it wasn't working at all. So we had a cartoon character delivering a very deep and serious text. It wasn't working. So we rewrote it. We moved the voiceover to the characters telling straight to the player, and we added some jokes and some lightness to the text, and it seemed to work better.
I am always starving.
Well, are you going to eat me or what?
No. Today is your lucky day, girl. Lead me outside, and I will spare your life.
What? No! No, of course not! No! No! How can you say something like that? Are you out of your mind?
What?
Look, I am not like your other meals. And you, follow me for a flashback.
Why I'm doing VR is because I feel that is a new medium that yet needs its own language and its own tricks for telling a story, tricks for causing emotion. And I think this is a good time to be working with it because you can really create something new. I think one guy that was working in movies had the great idea of creating a crossfade. And it's something that we still use it to this day. And in VR, we still need to find our own crossfade. We have no way to cutting between scenes. We have no way to making the story advance. And there's still room for creating this kind of thing.
The theme tune to this podcast was made by the genius that is Jonathan Crawford, who composed and recorded it in VR using the app he himself created, Virtuoso. Thanks to Robert, Yarek and Fabito, and I'll leave the last word to my good friend Guilherme.
Virtual reality is a fucking amazing experience.